I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
This is 5 on it. Marshall Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. Let's get to it. How long do you want to see the Bears starters play in Sunday's preseason game against the Bills?
I have decided that adding in the joint practice today, which we have gotten reports already that productive things are happening at Halas Hall. Apparently there was a scuffle already, so they're really going at it, taking things seriously, 11-on-11, Bears and Bills in Lake Forest right now. So that's going on. With that said, on Sunday night when I'm sitting in the press box at Soldier Field watching the Bills and the Bears play, give me a full half. Give me a full half of running Ben Johnson offense. Let's see it. Two full quarters. If they just suck and they're putting on a putrid show out there offensively, give me a series into the third quarter. I'm not going to do anything crazy and say, yeah, you're going to play the entire second half, but give me a series. Send a message if you're Ben Johnson, because he sent a lot of messages so far in this training camp. Don't stop now, boys.
Yeah, it's got to be the first half, and I'm with Grody on that specific point. I know you're going to make it, so now I sound like a copycat, but
okay.
If things look awful in the first half, get them back out there for a series in the third quarter. Have that whole adjustment, revitalization, Ben Johnson's first time, maybe rallying the troops at halftime. Do it. Full first half, possibly the third quarter, if you didn't get anything done in the first half.
Number 2.
As Kyler Gordon deals with a hamstring injury that may sideline him for the next few weeks, Josh Blackwell will take on a bigger role for the Bears defense at slot cornerback. Where's your level of confidence in Blackwell?
I'm fairly confident in Josh Blackwell. He's been around several blocks. He understands what it is and what it ain't. And I think even though he can't perhaps bring the dynamic playmaking of a Kyler Gordon, he could be adequate. We'll find out together, holding hands or covering our eyes with our hands one way or another. But yes, Josh Blackwell's there for a purpose, understanding that your backups are your backups for a reason. One, they're not as good as the starters. Two, they should be able to adequately fill the gap in times of need. And this seems like a time of need. And thank goodness it's the preseason and not the regular season.
Well, it feels like we go through this every year at some point in time with Josh Blackwell, that he's being put out there, I would say, just a tiny bit more than we wanted to see Josh Blackwell out there. And considering who he is and where he came from and all of that, he has been a really good replacement player. But that would be the key right there. If you leave a guy in like that, a backup in too long, unless you have evaluated that you think he is starter material, starter timber, eventually the player gets exposed. And that's what we've seen from Josh Blackwell through the years. So they just barely had to use him too much. On the overall, though, he's a good backup. And if he's in there for a couple of games, fine. You just don't want to see too much of Josh Blackwell.
Five on number three.
Five on it continues on 670 The Score with Marshall Harris and Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. Here's the question. Does adjusting the Cubs lineup even matter if their best hitters won't produce?
A little venom in that question from one Ray Diaz, by the way.
Oh, Ray Diaz hit that.
I think that was, the way I said it.
Yeah.
The credit to Robbie Triano for asking it. Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Tree actually came up with, okay, Robbie wrote that down, and now it has come to our show. Well, I guess that is the truth. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, if you ain't hitting, doesn't matter where you put the pieces. I don't know if, like, the tenor of that conversation is to just stop trying. It doesn't matter. Just keep throwing your lineup out there. I think you keep trying. And look, and like people are going to hammer Craig Counsell, and I'm sure we'll be involved in it too until he finds the right formulation. You just got to keep trying. There's only so many things a manager can do to help make his lineup better. One of them is shuffling. One of them is what they did yesterday, bringing up Owen Casey an hour before the game and then hitting the ball well at times, even though he was 0 for 4. So you just got to keep trying, and it sucks.
Yeah. Of course it matters. If the best hitters on the Cubs aren't hitting, it still matters where the manager puts people in the lineup. I would argue it matters even more because you have to know when to move guys down that aren't getting it done and when to move guys up who are getting it done. I'm telling you, Matt Shaw gets an extra at bat in yesterday's game. Maybe it goes differently if he's in a situation where there are people on base. Maybe it goes differently if you don't have that 0 for 12 like silo in the middle of the top third of the lineup. Maybe the Cubs score, I don't know, two runs, because that's all it would have needed to keep the game going. You lose 2-1, you have to understand every lineup decision matters even more because you need to optimize your production from the guys who are actually hitting at a time when most of your guys are not hitting.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Number four.
What is the most favorable outcome for the Cubs from the Reds and Brewers three-game series in Cincinnati?
You're not half for this one?
Oh, is it my turn?
Anybody. It's your question, Marshall.
I'll tell you what it is. So, no, it's not. It's definitely not your turn.
Write that down, Robbie. It's Marshall's turn.
So, here's the thing.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted. Maybe it was my turn.
The Cubs need to get swept by the Reds. Or, excuse me. The Brewers need to get swept by the Reds. That's the bottom line here. If the Brewers can get swept by the Reds, the Cubs have new life.
Man, we need that August 18th series to be within striking distance. So I am with you on this one. I would love, of course, everybody wants to see Cincinnati dent the Brewers. Because I know there's people, man. I know it's probably not me at this point, but there's people listening right now who are still like, we're going to catch them damn Brewers. It's got to slow down at some point. We got five juicy games right here starting August 18th. So I know that there are those people out there.
Yeah, I'd rather have the Reds be hot and tenderizing up, the Brewers so that when Milwaukee comes to Wrigley Field, there's a sense of confidence and a sense maybe of fear in the Brewers that they're letting it slip away. That's what you need, because right now the Brewers don't believe they can lose anything to anybody.
I like the tenderizer analogy. I just thought about myself with that wooden tenderizer beating your steak, you know, like
tenderizing. Or the chicken, pounding that chicken so that chicken parm is really, really good.
Beating it real good.
Number five.
That's a drop that'll come back.
Who's first this time, by the way?
Yeah, it's you.
That's you, Mark Brody. And here's the question. If you could only select one of the following scenarios, which would you pick?
Okay.
The Bears beat the Packers twice, but lose to Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Or door number two, open it up, and it's Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Bears beat them, but lose to the Packers twice.
Oh, man. This isn't hard for me. I mean, beat the Packers twice. And look, I have deep hate, of course, for Aaron Rodgers and all generational Green Bay Packers quarterbacks, quite frankly. But it's not play time, man. It's time to beat the Packers in the division. If you are to leapfrog any of these three teams, Minnesota, Detroit, or the Packers, you best beat the teams in your division. So it's not even a question for me. Beat the damn Packers twice. And then of course, I'll say it, yeah, lose to Aaron Rodgers.
You know what my favorite subject in school was?
I think it was science, biology.
No.
You like to talk about biology.
It was math.
You like math, yeah.
Two is greater than one.
Let me tell you about 2 + 2.
Get the two wins.
Four.
Mark, get the two wins.
Oh, okay.
Get the two wins.
Okay.
Besides, it's hard to beat a Super Bowl contender. Get the two wins.
Amen.
Get the two wins against the Packers.
Oh, I caught that. Sorry. It was like the synapses in my brain were delayed. Yeah, this guy thinks that the upside for Aaron Rodgers is Super Bowl.
Yeah, I do.
You're cray-cray, by the way.
I'm not cray-cray. I will tell you this. For the Bears, if they could end this season with a three-game winning streak against the Packers in the series, that is momentum. That is a step towards, what is it, taking the North and never giving it back?
That's a great podcast.
That, I heard it was a great podcast.
I also, you know what else, Marshall? I don't also want to have to be sitting here and talking about a trivia question, and the answer to the trivia question is Thomas Brown, as in, who's the last Bears head coach to win at Lambeau Field in Green Bay? Like 10 years from now, if we have to hear that, because it's plausible.
It is not plausible.
It is
the
plausible.
Packers are going to win the next 20 matchups in the regular season with the Chicago Bears.
Are you crazy, man? First of all, you think the Bears' offense is going to be better than the Bears' defense.
I need you to stop transferring your scared from the Cubs to the Bears, because you sound scared when you say stuff like that.
I told you. That was the spirit of the conversation. I'm scared for the Cubs. I'm scared for the Bears. I'm afraid right now. I told you. I'm afraid of losing what I got.
I'm afraid. There's that.
Yes. It hurts.
Oh, we pointed like we were supposed to get
more questions.
Another
question. We have reached the fifth and final question. It is concluded.
That is it. Five on it. I tell you what, we got some stuff you got to hear. We teased this a little bit earlier. Pete Crow Armstrong, as you may have heard from Elise Menaker, was talking in the locker room about his struggles at the plate. Let's bring some of that back to you guys coming up next. This is the Rahimi and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, filling in for Layla Rahimi at Gallagher Way on The Score. We are broadcasting live from Gallagher Way, leading up to Cubs-Pirates at Wrigley Field. Pregame begins shortly, 12:45. It's all in support of Joel Gott Wines, 815 Day. While you're here, stop by Joel Gott Wines' tent. You got to be 21 years or older. Joel Gott Wines is the official wine partner of the Chicago Cubs. We've had a blast out here at Gallagher Way. This has been one of our better days out here. Just the feel with the Cubs having been on a brutal road trip, you know, recently with what we saw last night. But the townspeople, Wrigleyville, has gathered here on The Score and the Rahimi and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody. We told you earlier that PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, was a talking in the Cubs locker room just a short while ago with reporters about his slumping bat. Let's hear from PCA.
Pete, what is the mechanism you use personally to keep joy in the game and a perspective that baseball season's a baseball season?
I don't really have like the best method to that yet, but I talk to counts. I just sat in his office and kind of talked about, you know, a couple things, but leaning on my teammates, really. Everybody wants me to extend myself in that way, because everybody's gone through the same sort of stuff, you know, baseball wise especially. But there's so many, you know, similarities you can find with within everyone's journey. So leaning on guys that I trust in here, and that's just about everybody. So but yeah, utilizing my teammates and veterans around me.
Not everybody is wound the same way. So one thing for 26 people doesn't always work, right? I mean, is that what people have to allow, the fact that there's still individuals within the group?
Yeah, and I think that's a general understanding that we have in this clubhouse is that, you know, everybody's got their own sort of thing that works, and what works for Kyle may not work for me, and that goes for a lot of other comparisons in here. But that's kind of the best part about it too, is you got 26 different perspectives to kind of take from. So it's the same way if I was talking to Paul in Atlanta about his own experiences, I would still be able to use that, even though he plays a different position and has had a lot of different success than I have at this point. That is exactly why I would go searching for, you know, little things from him, JT, you know, so many people I think I've come across have been really cool and have so much to offer. So just diving into that fully.
Mentally, can you describe what it's like when you go through your own individual stuff, but then you want to be there for the team when they're not producing as much? Like how you make sure the pressure doesn't mount and you make things bigger than they maybe ordinarily would be?
I mean, yeah, I think there becomes the self-inflicted pressure when you feel like you're not playing your part in contributing. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's a bit of a more selfish approach. As Counts has been able to remind me, JT, whoever I've talked to, it's always just about, you know, what else I have to offer. And again, like, that's the hard part about this game. You may not be getting the action in center field feeling like you contribute. You may not be making the right decisions on the base paths, like I have kind of showed recently. So when stuff starts to kind of pile up like that, it sucks, but it's also baseball, and I still have however many freaking weeks left of the season, and it's still a lot of time to begin to produce again. But I mean, it's just wanting to go up there every day and treating every day like you got another chance to do something new.
That's Pete Crow Armstrong, and fittingly, that was with our Bruce Levine inside the Cubs clubhouse. Bruce Levine will be hosting Inside the Clubhouse right here on 670 The Score tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. Rahemian Harris out here with me, Mark Grody, at Gallagher Way, talking about the Cubs. What this reminded me of, Marshall Harris, is that baseball is going to kick your ass at some point in time, and there are no more painful and obvious and transparent slumps in any sport than exist in the game of baseball. I think we all knew a slump was coming at some point in time for PCA, because it comes for everybody. It's just gone a little bit longer than I had thought it would go.
It's interesting. Pete Crow Armstrong, last 17 games, 10 for 63. No home runs. Now, 10 of those hits were doubles. 2 walks, 21 strikeouts, a 159 batting average, a 206 on base, a 254 slug. Do you remember the beginning of the season for Pete Crow Armstrong?
Mm-hmm.
Pete Crow Armstrong did not homer in his first 17 games. He was 13 of 73. He had a 264 on base, a 258 slug. No home runs. He did have 6 stolen bases, but no power to speak of. And then he caught fire. And he had been on fire ever since until the last 17 games. So I think it's interesting that the beginning of the season looks like what he's going through now, except for now he's had such a degree of success that he's not trying to just get it. He's trying to get back to where he was. And I thought it was interesting. Several times he invoked the name of Justin Turner as a guy he goes to, and you're wondering his value to this team, that seems to be where it is.
Yeah, he's utilizing teammates, I think were the words that he used. And I think that's really smart. I mean, that's not every guy. Sometimes you get unsolicited advice from players. But I think it's in this case that he's clearly looking up to him. By the way, I've just been told, too, that Bruce Levine tomorrow inside the clubhouse, inside the Cubs house. Matt Shaw, Joe Maddon, and Steve Stone? That's wow. The lineup? Jesus.
It's a decent lineup.
It's a really good lineup right there. Because you know Shaw's going to hit another home run today. He's going to whiplash one. You know that's coming.
I mentioned the P. Crow Armstrong, the first 17 games he didn't hit a home run. In game number 18, he hit not one but two. His first two home runs of the season. PCA is going deep today. Write that down.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Don't write that
Shaw's
down.
Shaw's going down?
Tell someone else to write that
down. Oh, yeah, Robbie, write that down.
I already wrote it down.
Okay, and write this down again. I think I say, is Matt Shaw the new PCA?
Stop. We have to stop with, is Matt Shaw the new PCA? No, Matt Shaw is Matt Shaw.
I'm sorry.
When will PCA become the new PCA?
I thought Owen Casey was going to be the new PCA because of the redhead thing, and it was Mario and Wario. That was my whole thing yesterday.
Owen Casey is supposed to be the new Ian Happ. Come on, man.
But you really mean he's supposed to like replace Ian Happ in left field.
Who was the last great redhead for the Chicago Cubs? I can think of
Boog Sciambi.
Boog, that's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I'm going to go Matt
Zaitman.
Burton. I'm going to go Zach
Zaitman. Zach Zaitman, of course.
Zach Zaitman is,
the gingerhead genius. That's right. Give me a Matt Merton. Who else am I missing? Oh, yeah, Justin Turner.
Did you just call him Matt Merton?
Yeah.
Mervis.
Mervis?
No. There was a red-headed Matt Merton. Merton. You guys don't remember Matt Merton?
I don't remember Merton.
Oh, man. Matt Merton.
Unfortunately, I remember Mervis.
It was Merton. That was in the Lou Piniella era. And that was one of the funniest Lou Piniella moments ever. As we're gathered around, I can't remember who we were asking him about. And he goes off the rails. We're like, who's playing second? Or who's going to play outfield today if Milton Bradley's out? And he's like, you guys ask these questions every day, and you know what we got? We got Merton. We got Merton out there and left. So, yeah, I always remember the great Matt Merton. The other problem with PCA right now is he's a superstar here. Like, I know that maybe it hasn't reached all the lands, but it's gotten pretty close. He is a pop star here. He's a pop star when he runs out to the outfield. It's got to hurt him. And I know that nobody's booing PCA at this point. And nobody's being hard on him. But that's a lot of pressure to live up to. Like, he's not playing his hit songs right now.
No, I think what is interesting is he's not the only one. That entire outfield group right now, struggle bus. They all show up at the block. Struggle bus picks them up. They come to Wrigley. And they try to figure a way to get off the struggle bus.
Yeah.
We need a different route to work.
Yeah, and, you know, tweaking the lineup here and there has, you know, helped every once in a while, but they've got to continue to lay things on. What do you think? I do love the fact that he said, too, in that interview with Bruce, that he was just inside the club or inside of Craig Counsell's office. And I know we're never going to find out, probably, maybe in general terms, Craig
what Wilson, the conversation was.
I'd love to know what Craig Counsell is saying to people. Like, it seems like, from what I've been able to gather about Craig Counsell, he's surprisingly hands-off with PCA, and maybe that's more this year because he has become a star, but I was astounded when he had that game where he forgot the amount of outs. Do you remember that
yes.
day? Where he just kind of lollygagged it because he thought it was the third out, and then I think it was on the Spiegel and Holmes show where they asked Craig Counsell, you know, what'd you say to him? Did you talk to him about it? I assumed he would. He said casually, like, he sent him a text, like, that night just saying, hey, are you okay? There was no, like, punishment. There was no talking to. None of that. So that
you know why?
Sort of took me into the idea that he is not being, like, really coached hard.
But you know why, right?
Why?
Because Craig Counsell said in that same interview, I've forgotten how many outs there are. On multiple occasions in a Major League Baseball game.
Yeah.
Says it happens about once a year, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly.
Right, and I guess that you're right. I mean, that's the type of thing where if it happens again, then we got problems, then we got bad blood.
Right, and it may happen, and you just aren't affected because the ball didn't come to you when it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, in the same year, it's not just the struggles at the plate and forgetting the outs. We've had the weird issues with the third base and sending him when they shouldn't have been sent.
That's a shout-out to Quentin Berry.
Oh, yeah. No, Quentin, there's been look, this is the first year. I will keep that in mind for Quentin Berry's sake. I think this is the first year that he's ever been a third base coach.
Yes.
I believe that's true. But he's made some errors. There's no doubt. And I think philosophically, with just about every team in Major League Baseball, they're definitely more towards the the defense is not going to make a perfect play. So you're always going to err on the side of sending and not caution, but you do have to look at the big picture. You do have to look at the scouting report. You got to know who's on base. You got to know who's throwing the ball. There's a lot of things that goes into it, and hopefully he'll master it better by next year.
It's been quiet lately, so that's good, but a lot of that is because the Cubs haven't had a lot of guys rounding third.
Yeah, man. I mean, all right, so prediction time here.
Let's do it.
Not just for today, but for let's just talk about this series, the Cubs and the Pirates. I know that it's very easy to want to think big picture with the Pirates being part of this homestand, but what do you like in this series here the next 3 days against these Pittsburgh Pirates?
I like the fact that this team cannot be overlooked because you would normally say, oh, the Brewers are up next for 5 games in 4 days. Maybe they will overlook the Pirates. They just got their tails kicked on this road trip. They have lost 3 series in a row for the first time this season. They know what the stakes are. I expect there to be a beatdown coming in one of these 3 games, and I expect the Cubs to win 2, if not all 3 of these games, because I think this is when they get unleashed.
Yeah.
And your guy's on the mound today, by the way. Your guy.
Yeah, just because I saved Colin Ray for the number 5 spot. I like the fact that Braxton Ashcraft is pitching today for the Pirates, and he's not going to let – I mean, it's essentially a bullpen day today for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
However,
I was just looking back at their earlier games, the Cubs and the Pirates. Cubs so far this year, they're 5-2 against Pittsburgh. Good. That's about where you should be against a bad team like Pittsburgh, who was – remember when they were good early in the season?
Yes.
The Cubs did sweep the Pirates in June, but every game was by a single run. So – yeah, Pirates close the gap a little bit, scoring closer.
I believe in the Cubs pitching.
I think the Cubs are going to win 2 out of 3 in this particular series. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody for being part of the show out here at Gallagher Way. Thanks to you, Marshall Harris. Thanks to C.S. Henderson, Connor O'Donnell, Ray Diaz, Ryan Porth, Robbie Triano, Grant Leader. Thank you so much to everybody who came on the program today. We had Chris Emma on. Who else did we have? Elise Menneker was on with us today for the Marquee Sports Network. For Ryan Porth, for this guy, Marshall Harris, I am Mark Grody. Cubs baseball is next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports,
Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.